You are listening to Covenant Eyes Radio. All this week, we are exploring the issue of sex trafficking, hearing the stories of ordinary people who are doing extraordinary things to combat this evil around the world. Today, we are interviewing Peter Everett. Peter and his wife Barbie work with Destiny Rescue, an Australian-based anti-trafficking organization that actively seeks out children who are sexually enslaved throughout Africa and Asia, rescuing them from their exploiters and rehabilitating them. Peter and Barbie have started a branch of Destiny Rescue in the United States, speaking on behalf of the girls enslaved overseas and bringing the goods created by survivors to the U.S. market. In this interview, Peter talks about his first experiences with enslaved children in Thailand, how he came to start a branch of Destiny Rescue in the U.S., and his continued experiences with the undercover rescue teams in red light districts throughout the world. Today's interview is being conducted by Annie Lee, an intern at Pure Hope.
Can you tell our listeners about how you first became exposed to the issue of sex trafficking?
Yes, well, back in December 2007, we were responded to God's call as a family to go to Thailand for 4 weeks. So when we arrived in Bangkok, I was actually at an indoor market, quite a large indoor market there, and my wife had taken our two daughters for a bit of a walk, and I had my two sons with me, and we're at a little shoe display, and a lady came out from the back of the store, and she said, "Oh, can I help you?" And I said, "Oh, we're just having a look." And then she says, "Oh, can you wait here for a minute?" So she said, asked me to sit down, so I sat down, and my two boys were just sort of standing next to me. And she went out to the back storeroom, and she walked out with a young girl, probably no older than 12 years old, 11 or 12. And she hit the girl next to me, and she said, "This girl's for sale." She said, "You can buy her right now, and you can have her. You can do what you want with her." And like at the time, I had no real clue about human trafficking or that the buying and selling of human beings even existed. So that was a major shock to me, and I was uneducated and didn't know what to do. So that was my first exposure to human trafficking and the fact that young girls were for sale quite easily in parts of Southeast Asia.
Yeah, that's pretty gruesome. I can't imagine the kind of shock that you felt afterwards.
I felt pretty helpless.
How did you eventually go from being an unknowing force to an advocate with Destiny Rescue?
Well, part of our journey while we were in Thailand was visiting Destiny Rescue, which is up in northern Thailand, in a city called Chiang Rai. And so we went up there, and we spent 4 days with Destiny Rescue up there, and the founder and president, international president, him and his wife and children live up there. So we were actually able to hear firsthand how they got started and everything. So he took me one day, he took me to one of their facilities, and they had an employment center running there from girls that him and his team had physically rescued out of the brothels. I was like just amazed. I was like, "Wow, do people actually really do this?" And he's like, "Yeah, we actually go out, you know, night after night. We identify and rescue young girls that are trapped into the sex trade." And so I remember standing in the doorway of this employment center and just looking out over all the tables, and there's sewing machines going, and there's girls making jewelry and fulfilling dreams that they never imagined would be possible in their life. So God started stirring us there, and when we got back to Australia, my wife Barbie, she really felt called to Destiny Rescue as well, and the fact that she's an American citizen, she really felt that God was calling us to do something bigger than ourselves, and that we were to start another branch of Destiny Rescue here in the United States.
You've only been exposed to more of the horrors that people are experiencing every second. What sustains your commitment to this work?
Well, I guess what sustains my commitment is basically constantly remembering and having these young girls' faces, and knowing that since my first encounter with Destiny Rescue, I've done a number of trips and spent many nights out in the red light districts and brothels with our undercover teams, and the guys have taken me out, and I've been in places that are basically, I couldn't imagine any places that are more dark on earth, where these young girls have been raped repeatedly. They're having to service 15 to 20 customers a day, and I've had girls hanging onto my arm, begging me not to leave, and knowing that the next guy that comes through that door is not going to be like me. And so that's what sustains me and keeps me committed to this work, is knowing that someone has to be a voice for these girls, because they literally cannot speak for themselves. They have no parents to call out for help. They don't have, you know, anyone else but the pimp that's controlling them, or the mum and son, depending on what part of the world they're in. So me and my wife have committed to be a voice for these girls, and to raise awareness and support and let people know wherever we go that, you know, these girls need your help. And without physical intervention in their life, they have little chance of surviving. So that's what keeps me going, and that's what keeps my commitment to this work.
So you talked about how you became in contact with survivors over time, and can you speak to us about their spirit, about their journey as they embarked on their journey out of slavery into freedom?
Yeah, well, there is many different forms of, obviously, sex trafficking and slavery, and I've met girls from all different kinds, whether it's sexual slavery, girls that have been sold by their parents, forced labour. One story that stands out was a little girl that we met in Cambodia. She was 7 years old. Her life was horrific. She had been sold into the sex trade, and we, on one of my, I think it was the second trip that I'd gone into Cambodia, we've got 6 rescue homes up in Kampong Cham. We were able to spend a few days up there and with the staff and the social workers, and just to see how they interact and are able to help with the restoration process for these girls. This girl was sold into the brothels, and we were there like 12 months after, like during her rehabilitation, and I remember her coming up and just giving us a hug and that kind of thing, and just as knowing what her story was of sexual abuse, and at such a young age, you think, wow, how could this girl be running up to a full-grown male? How could she come up and hug him and just feel that freedom and trust again after 12 months, you know, of rehabilitation? So, you know, and there was other countless girls. There was probably 40 or 50 girls in this area of our, we have a learning centre and an in-house school. Never ceases to amaze you that the power of the love of God can literally restore a life. But it takes commitment from people and commitment to God to be able to be available to be instrumental in empowering these girls.
Lastly, you've been blessed to work with people from all sorts of backgrounds and ages and calling. And what kind of encouragement can you give to the listeners for their resolve to live lifestyles of purity and justice?
Yeah, I guess the encouragement is from my personal experience and just to see people make these decisions. We had a young girl, her name's Brittany, and she came back from a trip and she was in a hair salon and she came up to me and Barbie one day and she's like, can we go out for a coffee? And I said, yeah, sure. She said, ever since I come back from a trip, she said, I don't know why I've been doing hairdressing for like 4 years and it's like, how can God use that? And she said, would Destiny Rescue be interested in starting a hairdressing like school or something? And I'm like, oh, leave it with us. So I called the office in Thailand the following day and they said, well, Peter, you don't know this, but for like a year or so now, we have been believing to start another employment training option for the girls, and that is hairdressing. So I'm like, oh, wow. So we called Brittany and said, well, if you want to start a hairdressing school in Thailand and have, you know, 6 or 8 girls and train them and disciple them and sort of put them under your wing, then that option, we've got approval for that. So she said, well, if you guys can do it, then I can quit my job and I can go to Thailand. So she did. She's been there for 10 months now and she's trained, I believe, 8 girls and discipled them and teaching them English. And her hairdressing, what she thought was not really going to take her anywhere in God, has taken a place that she could never imagine. So.
You have been listening to our interview with Peter Everett on Covenant Eyes Radio. Destiny Rescue currently has over 35 rescue homes worldwide and over 100 full-time staff. Get involved with Destiny Rescue in many ways. Sponsor a child, become a local fundraising volunteer or promotional volunteer, host a jewelry party, or go on a mission trip. Learn more at destinyrescue.org. Our special host, Annie Lee, was an intern this summer at Pure Hope with their Pure Justice Internship Program. Learn more about this internship experience at purehope.net. Look for Covenant Eyes Radio on iTunes or find more of our podcasts at the Covenant Eyes blog, Breaking Free, at covenanteyes.com/blog.